The fight over who will replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be fierce because Supreme Court decisions are so high stakes. Among the highest, decisions on healthcare and abortion. And this morning, we're going to talk about both, starting with healthcare. The court will be back in session on October 5th. Several state attorneys general are challenging the Affordable Care Act. They want it thrown out. Tens of millions of people would lose Medicaid benefits, and more than 100 million people would lose protections for pre-existing conditions. So very high stakes. Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News is with us now. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Where do things stand with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, things are tenuous. Congress in 2017 failed to repeal and replace the law, but it did eliminate the penalty for not having insurance as part of its big year-end tax bill. Just a couple of months later, a group of Republican attorneys general and governors sued. They said that without the penalty, the law was now unconstitutional. That's because the law, they say, was only upheld by the Supreme Court in 2012 because the penalty was a constitutional exercise of Congress's taxing power, so no tax. No Affordable Care Act. Now, most legal experts didn't think a lot of this case, including some of the scholars who had argued to strike or cripple the law in cases that went to the court in 2012 and again in 2015. But a federal judge in Texas bought the argument in late 2018. And in 2019, an appeals court panel in New Orleans agreed, although it sent the case back to the lower court to see if the whole law really had to go. Democratic attorneys general who are now defending the law because the Trump administration is not were worried about leaving the health law in limbo for as long as that would take, which could be years. They asked the Supreme Court to step in right away. The court agreed, but it didn't agree to decide it before the election.
Okay, so without Justice Ginsburg, what are the possibilities for how the court might decide this case?
Well, there are several. If there are still eight justices, it could be a 4-4 tie. That would mean that the lower court ruling would stand, but it might just apply in that circuit, so Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Or the court could ask that the case be re-argued when there's a ninth justice. Mm-hmm. The court could also decide that the individual mandate, the requirement for people to have insurance, even though with no penalty, is unconstitutional. But the rest of the law might be able to survive. It's worth mentioning that even a limited decision could strike down the protections for pre-existing conditions, very popular because those are considered tightly linked to the mandate, or the court could strike down the entire law, which seems unlikely with only eight justices, but you never know, and possible if President Trump manages to fill the seat right away.
What happens if the Supreme Court does strike down the entire law?
Well, the word most health experts I've talked to about this is chaos. Not only could more than 20 million Americans immediately lose insurance coverage, popular provisions like letting young adults stay on their parents' health plans, guaranteeing coverage of pre-existing conditions and expanded prescription drug and preventive benefits for seniors on Medicare would all be eliminated. It would also impact healthcare providers, hospitals and insurers and doctors who the way they bill and are paid is intimately tied in to the law.
So the court's hearing the case in November, but we likely won't get a decision until next year anyway. So if Joe Biden is elected, could he drop the case?
No, because it's actually not the administration's case. It's the Republican attorneys general. But a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president could make the case moot. They could put the penalty back at a dollar. They could eliminate the rest of the language about the mandate. Or they could pass a bill saying the change in 2017 was not intended to impact the rest of the law. All of those, however, would be big fights on their own.
Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.